before we start to give Gerkaisha, there was just a nekuda that I neglected to mention regarding a father hitting a son. We learned not to again, this is the current shat, that a father is allowed to hit his son, the Rebbe is allowed to hit his Talmud. Question is, why is it so? But it's a makar for it. The Gemara Taka brought a pasuk from Navi, but the question is the Hezbar Advarim. So Bafanan in the Kaivet Ta'aris has a nice Hezbar, comes in Agas in an exclamation of a Gemara in Subis of Dachmanet Beis. The Gemara in Subis says that the Isser of Chayvel B'Chaveray we find is sometimes Mutter, Mutter B'Chlalai, to bed. The Isser of Chayvel B'Chaveray, of hitting somebody, is Mutter B'Chlalai, to bed. You find a case where there's a heter. That is in bed. That's what the Gemara says. So B'Chadon asks, why does it say Mutter B'Chlalai, to bed? In Bez, the Bez is allowed to hit. It's Hutta Mechlalai outside of Bez and too. Because we said that you're allowed to hit father's allowed to hit son, and then allowed to hit Talmud. You don't have to go to Bez for that. Why does the Gemara use the Lashon that it's Hutta Mechlalai the Bez? And furthermore, Rabbi Chanan asks, it's also Hutta Mechlalai by a mile. Every Bris Nila is a Chayvel B'Chaveh, right? Every time you do a Bris. Yechayvel b'chavei, right? And that's also hutter mechlala. So the question is, why the Gemara only says hutter mechlala b'bed? So to answer this, Rav Ochanan answers that Chabalah, the Issa Chabalah is a Chabalah that's made to be destructive. Destructive Kabbalah is a Kabbalah. Destructive, a Chabura made to hurt someone, punishment, that's a Kabbalah. If you hit somebody to be Misakeh Lahaba, any Chabura, which is a tikkun for the future, that's not called a Kabbalah, that's not called a wound. If a Mayel does a Bris Mila, that's called it's Chayvel B'Chaveira, it's called that he's doing a Chabura. He's doing a tikkun, he's repairing the person. The doctor, the surgery. It's called a chabura, it's called a chabalah. It's not called a chabalah at all, it's called a tikkun. You're repairing the person. The Mela says, Rav Ochanan, the heter of a'av hamakes benai and a rav ha'raydes talmidai is based on the fact that that's not a hakah. That is a tikkun mahaba. It's something we are coming to be to repair the child so that in the future he doesn't make the same mistakes. And that's a tikkun, that's not a that doesn't have a din of a chabalah at all. So Rabbi Chanan is doing really two things. Rabbi Chanan first he's answering pshat in that Gemara that chabalah is not hutta mechlalah, only in bed. And secondly, he's giving us a chiddush, a havana in the din of Av Hamakes Benai, that the heter is based on the fact that a chabura for a tikkun is a chabura. Rabbi Chanan is in the Kaivet Ta'aris, I think it was Siman Ayin, right in the beginning. He starts by going into the Gemara of Subis. You know, whenever you take, or at first he starts with Gemara, you probably get like, the first 2-3 lines. So Shaya says you can make it easy after the first 2 lines, you get that first paragraph. We said this you cite. So the question is, what about Bezdin? When Bezdin gives a person Malkis, isn't that also a tikkun? When Bezdin gives Hutta Bechmalai to Bezdin, so isn't that also a tikkun? So Rabbi Chanan says in Achinani, Malkis will be taken the same thing. I'm sorry, this list the Kuda says in some cipher, so that the Nachinan, Kabbalah, the Bez, and Bezik is Malkis, it's also a tikkun. But what Gemara means, Hutta Mechlalai, the Bezdin, is when Bezdin hits someone to get them to come to Bezdin. we said b'shem the Rambam earlier, that Bez could send somebody, he could beat somebody up to get him to come to Bez, or they could beat someone up and not listening. It's not talking about Malchus. Malchus is Taka. You say, so maybe, because you make him to come, it's also a Tikkun Mahabar. So it has to be a punishment. That you punish him you, when he's reluctant to come and you. And you're punishing him. Shri Amorite said, that's also a Tikkun Mahabar, that's what he's saying. This would only make sense if it's a Tikkun on the Lashavah. If it's giving a punishment for what passed. So, I don't know, this gather of Bezdin is not as clear. I mean, one could argue that even Malchus is only under Avar. The person could have done Tshuva already, he still gets Malchus. The person does say that it's Chutzner Malchus. But anyway, the Yisai, the Machanah Yisai is still an important Yisai, yeah. So we have to go through Moshe's explanation that Avagat Begonah means you want him to have your escape the next time. The Tshuva, you want him to have your escape in the future. But Nachivan, you never did anything bad, you want to take it. Right. Let me tell you something which I think is true, but don't do it unless... I have this hergish that the din of Av Hamakas Benai is Lav Davka, father. There should be no difference between a father and anybody else. And hitting the son, it's just that the father is responsible. He's the one that is responsible to machan of the child. But it's not a din in the father. Anybody who hits anybody in a place where it's purely a tikkun is no avera. A doctor who does surgery or a mayor who does mesmila it's a tikkun. The makar is that it's a tikkun. Really, anybody. A kid in shul misbehaves. He's not hitting your son. Hitting him. Should be the same thing as a father. There should be no difference between a father and anybody else in just to hit a child. The father is responsible for his chinuch. So the father has the responsibility to do it. For lemaisa, anybody who hits a child for a constructive purpose is allowed to, is not either. What? It loves after the child, anybody. It's just dangerous sometimes. Yes. So maybe the father we could trust more to have constructive purpose. But what I mean to say is in the etzem ha'inyan, in the lumbus of the inyan, it's not the father. The ma'isa is the father's responsibility. The opposite is true too. Palm writes in the sefer, the Torah Lamelech, that if a father hits a child in a way that's not constructive, he's either on the same iser. Is if he would hit anybody. Father with a child out of Kaas, he's over on the same Adeira of Chaybel Bechaveirai as anybody else who hits anybody. The father has no license to hit a child.
Yeah.
So maybe you can't trust the person. That could be true. Because you can't trust someone else to hit just anybody. But in the lumbus of the Indian, really, it would be true for anybody.
Theoretically.
You know, someone's a stepfather, someone's your father. Somebody's really a mechad.
Father only knows
what the last one is. Well, his kavana has to be to be constructed. Yeah, surgery also. You try, not every surgery is successful, but you try. Try to be constructed. I tried to with Erech Emes. Which if it was not like that, so their famous would be us. Okay. And I always wondered, what makes a person own his child? I just wondered about it. I don't know, why is your child yours? You have ownership on your child? What? You have ownership on a child? So then it doesn't matter how old he is. Huh? But what by what thing do I own my child? My child wants to go live somewhere else. Well, what ownership do I have to own the child? Some I do. I just always wondered about the... I tell you the truth, I once picked up one of my kids. And they were just, you know, for fun, little kids. And I'm kissing the kids. The kid wanted me to put them down. They said, no, you're mine. I said, hold you. I said, no, I'm not yours. You have to put me down. That's what got me to thinking about it. I wonder, is mine? I can hold it. And he wants me to put them down. I don't know what he is. What? But is that the reason? I don't know. So let's say my child says, you know, he wants to go live with somebody else, they have ice cream every night. And so why can't why?
You're the boss of this kid.
You don't. Where I'm the boss? Where did he say those words? That's the question. She not have to teach him and have to be mechanic him, but at night when he wants to go to sleep, he wants to sleep by the neighbor. And I tell him I'd rather sleep here, and then why am I kidnapping him when I hold him in my house? So he doesn't want to move there permanently. For one night he wants to sleep by his friend. So if I feel it's bad chinuch, one thing. Not bad chinuch. Some parents like to have the kid around. Here it depends, but I just was wondering about this. Yes?
So
this man is not, for whatever reason, a good kid, then the father has no right to. That's true?
The adult child is not asking.
And a young child?
Young child.
If you want to go sleep by the neighbor, I want to say
no.
Let's fuck out this. It's a shame, but it's kibbut aveh. If I need him to be mishamish, it means kibbut aveh. Stam, I don't want him, I just want him home. I want to pick him up, I'll put him down. What am I to you? Okay, let's start. Oh, I want to mention to the Rambam. The Rambam about Kabbalah says a Kiddush. The Rambam says Chaybol b'Chaveira is Aser only Derech Nitzaya Nun Tzadik Yud Vav Endinim. Nitzaya. Nitzaya means in a in the Derech of a fight. It's not a Kiddush in the Rambam. Derech Nitzaya. The Derech be Mevayishin. The Rambam Shita is there's no Issa Chaybol b'Chaveira the Kabbalah b'Chlal if it's constructed. That's the Derech Nitzaya. Moshe has a shayla if a person is allowed to undergo plastic surgery. If a person has no medical problem, he just wants to have a shorter nose or whatever it is that people want to have, less wrinkles in their skin. And they want to have surgery that's going to involve making a chabura. So Moshe was there. It's an issue to make a chabura even in yourself, certainly. So what's the heter? One thing for your health. One thing, or to pierce ears. So what's the heter to pierce ears if you, this a chabura? What's the heter? You're doing it just for vain reasons. So Ramesha says that there's no answer because of the rabbi. The rabbi says, Chaybol b'chaveira is only us a derech nitzayin. Only if it's done in a antagonistic manner. Otherwise, there is no answer. I don't know why Rabbi Chana doesn't bring down this rabbi. That would support the idea that a constructive chabura is not awesome in our time. You see that they had earrings. Maybe they had the clasp type without the holes.
But they pierced themselves.
Huh?
Nose rings also.
Nose rings also, so I don't know.
They pierced themselves.
I don't know how they had nose rings. No, you're not making chabura yourself either. You're supposed to make chabura yourself. It's a ribay akran. It's not a defagal bath. See, the Gemara says Rava, when he was concentrating, he would bite on his finger so hard and bleed. So it's also chabur about. I don't know why it was constructive, but someone was constructive in one way or the other. All right, let's see Gerta Isha. Chutz Mei. What's the Gersa? Chutz. So we have two Gersais here. And I'd like you to notice that two gersois, the Aleph, chutz me al yedei ger taishav, or chutz me ger taishav. In the Mishnah also we had the two gersois, chutz me ger taishav, and the side of chutz said chutz me al yedei. There's a difference, and we'll discuss the difference soon. Okay, we'll get to it shortly. First, let's see what the Gemara says. Alma ger taishav arikacham. If it's chutz me ger taishav is a guy. He must say, ger taishav goyla al yedei ger taishav. What's going on? A guy is only mitzvah and sheva mitzvahs. So if a ger taishav kills a ger taishav, he goes to galus. Since when does a ger taishav have anything to do with galus? Amar kana like kash. Can be ger taishav shahara ger taishav. That's when what's the din? What's the din? He goes to galus. Can be ger taishav shahara Yisrael. That what? The ger taishav Yisrael does not go to galus. What about Yisrael shahara ger taishav? The whole Gemara doesn't talk about it. Gemara does not discuss Yisrael Shahara Ger Taisha. Mashma? Which Rashi? Vaikasha? Rashi Vaikasha? Vaikasha Ger Taisha Ger Taisha. Gaila can tell you behead ya. Vereshak Shahara Gis Yisrael, ain't a Gaila. If a Ger Taisha kills a Yid, he doesn't go to Golis, so he's Sagi Leiba Golis. So what do you see if a Yid would kill? What? But Sagi, if a Ger Taisha kills a Yisrael, it's not enough. So if Yisrael kills a Ger Taisha, so maybe he does because it's in the parasha. Which Rashi? Because we get Taisha. Masha Tavai, we might like, we have a girl idea, we say Ellen Erag, but lo Yisrael, goyla Allah. Or the Rashi says Yisrael doesn't go to Golas Olam.
That's in the Kasha.
That was in the Kasha. That was in the Kasha. And maybe it's now in the Maskana. Still, Rashi says the words Chutz Meger Taisha is Mashmah Mitarvayim L'mayim L'mayim. Mashmah said the words Chayra should still be true. And the Ritzvah says that Paket that Rashi holds. The Ritzvah says that Rashi holds that you do got to go. The Rambam says this to Pharisee. Yisrael Shahara Ger Taishav goes to Golus. Yisrael that kills the Ger Taishav goes to Golus. And the Ritzvah says it's Rashi sheet the two. So which Rashi was he medayik from? I'm not sure, maybe you're right. What? Which is the same as he says here, Meshem Tavayim L'mayim. Tyson says the Ferish that also that you don't go to Golas. Tyson says it twice in Tyson's Alma and later in the Tyson's Kosovar. Kosovar the Hamer and the Sodom. We'll get to it. The Gemara. Both Tyson holds that a Yid who kills a Ger Taisha does not go to Golas. The Rambam holds he do go to Golas. And the case of Mishnah is Matmiya on the Rambam. The Mishnah says the Ferish Chutz Me Ger Taisha. So if the Mishnah says Chutz Me Ger Taisha, it's Mashma. That Mashma that Ger Taisha is not in the parasha. But the Ritzvah says that it's probably in the two Gersos. If you Geiris Chutz Me Ger Taisha, so Rashi's right. Chutz Me Ger Taisha, Mashma Mitavayu Mamayu. The Gersos Chutz Me Ger Taisha, it's Mashma and Mamayu from both. But if you Geiris Chutz, sorry, I take that back. Yichleis chutz me al yedei ger taisha, Ritzvah says, chutz me al yedei ger taisha, that it's remayit that a yid doesn't go to Golas al yedei, killing a ger taisha. Chutz me al yedei ger taisha, then it's mashma yid for killing ger taisha doesn't go to Golas. Yichleis chutz me ger taisha, then you're free to touch it either way. Accept the ger taisha. Accept the ger taisha, what? So Rashi might say, remayit both. The Rambam says it's only the Mayit that a Geres Hashem doesn't go to Golus for killing a Jew. But if you got a Sukne Al Yedei, then it's clear that a Jew doesn't go to Golus for killing a Geres Hashem. Bakopanim, it's a Chiddush. We have two Shittas regarding killing a Geres Hashem. It's certainly a very good Chiddush that a Jew should kill a Geres Hashem and should go to Golus. And that Chiddush would only be from the next part of the Gemara, because Ika Derami Kraya Hadadi. Because it's really the Homer Shmaisis took in civil of the Israel, the Lager, the Lakhash of the Saicham, the Anashesha'arim. So the Persha Reboy, Ger, which is the Ger Tzedek, and Taisha, which is the Ger Taisha. So they're more Meruba. A ger and a guy that kill get nisa. Vice says the ger and a guy have the same dinim. Ketani ger to be the kechavim. Ma'oi the kechavim. Vaishnod the kotel bar minei. Vaishnod the kotel lab bar minei. No difference. The guy kills a yin. A guy kills a guy. He goes to goblin. He gets killed. A ger. Vaishnod the kotel bar minei. Vaishnod the kotel lab bar minei. So chayim should be chayim nisa. And although Rashi points out that this is talking about killing the shayim. So we'll get to our chista in a minute. We'll get to the Achaliyah del Yerida. What did the Gemara say? That we have a Riboy Hakra, and from the Riboy Hakra with Marva, the Ger Taisha, that the Ger Taisha was Shayat and Parsha of Golus, and definitely Ger Taisha Shara Ger Taisha goes to Golus, Ger Taisha Shara Israel, so it could be that Boisagi lay the Golus. So, the issue of what a Ger Toshav is obviously very important, because here we're making the Ger Toshav similar a little to a Yid. So first you have to know, just a touch, Ger Tzedek is a Jew. Ger, when we call somebody a Ger Tzedek, it's a guy that was Megayer. Megayer means he went to the mikvah, and if he's a male, he had Mesnila, and he had Kabbalah Smitzvahs. Those are the three criteria for becoming a Ger. If he did all three, he has to be a Tzedek Bezdin, he becomes a Ger Tzedek. He's a Jew, 100% a Jew, with a Tzar Dominion, and he could be mighty people with brachas, he could have Kedushin, he could have Gittin, everything. A Ger Taishav is a guy, he's not a Tzar Dominion, he's not the parish of Kedushin and Kedushin. A Ger Taishav is a guy that was mekabel on himself Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei noyach in Bez. That is the definition of a Ger Taisha according to the Chachamim, according to the Shita we pass. In the Sefer Avodah Zarah, there's another man, the Yama, it's of Yeshua, says a Ger Taisha has to be mekabel all the mitzvahs, chutz min neveila. Like the Veil, it says, l'gerash v'sherechat b'nenu, but it's a guy who's mekabel all the mitzvahs except in the veil. That's a Yeshua Shita. But the Chachamim hold, and we pass on to the Chachamim, that a Ger Taishav is a guy who's the Kabbalah on himself, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei. So the Kasha, the big Kasha, this idea of Ger Taishav, is the Kasha I mentioned at the end of Shir on Thursday, that the words don't seem to make any sense. What does it mean? He went and he was Mekabbalah, and the Rambam says he has to Mekabbalah in Bez Din. He goes to Bez Din and he's Mekabbalah on himself, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei. He's Mekabbalah in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei anyway. What does it mean he's the Kabbalah on itself, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach? The words Kabbalah don't seem to make sense. What makes him a Ger Taishav? I should mention, why does the dinim of a Ger Taishav? Would that be a Yid? So there are, one din is you'll let him live in Eretz Yisrael, Ger Taishav. Another din is that there's a mitzvah to save his life, Macha Yaisai. Ger Taishav, a guy who's the Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvah, mitzvah to save his life. No, it doesn't say the Chal Shabbos, but Machi Yaisai. You're allowed to give him gifts, which we normally don't do, like Sechane. You're allowed to give him gifts. And the Parash of the Gadol supplies to him. I think these are the four areas, maybe there are more, but these are the four areas that are Ger Taishav. That's why it's called Ger Taishav. Taishav means you're allowed to let him Taishav live among Yidden Eretz Yisrael. What? The permitted to give him a garish of a shirach, a fit nemet, permitted to give him your trade. What? You're allowed to sell, I believe you're allowed to sell man too. That's your tasha. That's the din of, that's a ger tasha. The tasha still is, what makes him into a ger tasha? So the Ritva here in our sugya says something which needs explanation. His words are, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Ra v'yakir goyim. Ra Hashem saw the yakir goyim. What does yakir goyim mean? It means that the Hashem saw Ra, he saw the goyim are not keeping the Sheva Mitzvah to name Nayak. So yakir. Hitalahem, Hashem said, you're not looking at the Sheva Mitzvah to name Nayak. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Nimsa chayta niskar. Don't keep the mitzvahs, they're off the hook. Gemara says, they're still mechuyev in the Sheva mitzvahs. But they don't get schar to mitzvah ba'isa. They don't get a full schar. Since they didn't keep the Sheva mitzvahs, rav v'yakir gayim, they don't get full schar. But Ger Taisha, when he's mekabel Sheva mitzvahs, he gets the full schar. That's true. That he becomes a mitzvah vayis, which seems to be a very minor. I mean, he gets full star. The question is, what does Kabbalah mean? It doesn't seem to answer. What is the Kabbalah itself? What is he doing differently? He goes to Bezin, he notifies Bezin that he plans to keep Sheva Mitzvahs. Well, what is he really doing differently? So there are two mahalchim trying to explain this idea. Most achrayim try to find the nafgamina in halach with this kabbalah, and the Aruch Luner and Yevamis on Daf Memches says, "What does it mean a guy is mekabel sheva mitzvahs?" He squeezes out a nafgamina. He says the following: He says a guy is mechuyev in sheva mitzvahs according to the rules of guy. What are the rules of guy? Let's say Eva Menachai. A guy is also an Eva Menachai. Let's say a guy cooks a chalim. You can imagine a guy with a chalim. A guy cooks a stew, and he has potatoes, and he has a pasta that's Eva Menachai. Is he allowed to eat the potatoes? Yes, why not? He's not eating the Eva Menachai. He has potatoes which have time of Eva Menachai. But he's eating potatoes. Is a Jew allowed to eat the potatoes? No. We have Gzeres HaKasev, Tam Kiker. By us, we have rules, Tam Kiker. We have Gzeres HaKasev, we learn out of Yerech Shochatas, we learn out of other places, that the taste of trade, this is also trade. But a Benayach has no Rebun. A Benayach is only not allowed to eat the meat of the Eivim Nachai. The taste is not awesome. When a guy is mekabel and bezdin to become a ger taishav, he's mekabel to keep the sheva mitzvahs with Jewish rules, with the rules of yid. So that if he cooked eva v'rachai in a pot, he'd have to kasha the pot because he has to keep it with the rules of the Bnei Yisrael. Or another example he brings, Avodah Zarah. A yid is mechuyev to believe in yichud Hashem. That not only the world was created by a creator, but that there's only one God. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. A yid is mechuyev to believe Echad. A guy, according to the Ramah, is not mechuyev to believe in yichud Hashem. A guy who believes that there are two gods is not either on Sheva Mitzvahs Nei Nayah. Doesn't sound to us, it sounds ridiculous to have two gods, but there was a long time that there was, the Greeks believed there were many gods. The Catholics believed that there are three gods. The real Christians believed there are three gods. So, Rabbi Harold Kushner believed there are two gods. He wrote the book, Why Bad Things Happen to Good People. He decided there are two gods, there's one God in charge of the good and one God in charge of bad. Evil, and he's a bad God and a good God. That's his, you know, he goes back to the Greeks and all that way. But only a yid is mechuyev to believe in Yichud Hashem. A guy is not mechuyev. That's why, according to some paiskim, a Christian is not an Eved Avodah Zarah. To be a ger taishav, you have to be mekabel the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, the isra of Avodah Zarah, with the gedarim of a yid. A guy would have to be mekabel yichud Hashem also. Just like it's mekabel tam tiker, b'evim l'chai. But Avodah Zarah, you have to be mekabel yichud Hashem. And so on, with every one of the Sheva mitzvahs in Nayak, you would have to accept the rules of Sheva mitzvahs with the gedarim of yid. That's the Aruch Lener's pshat. That's like the most famous pshat, the most accepted mahalach in the Achrayim. That a ger taisha, what does it mean he's mekabel mitzvahs? It means he's mekabel, that not only is he going to keep the Sheva mitzvahs like a guy, but these Sheva mitzvahs he's going to keep like a yid.
The ancient,
yeah, not ancient. And I got the ancient.
The ancient remains.
Yes. One of them has to be. One of them has to be full.
False.
If a person believes in the concept of a creator, or believes that there's a the department is like the secular department, and then. That's not entirely so. Not entirely so. Anybody who gives any physical manifestation to a god is an Avodah Zarah. Any belief that there's a physical creature is an Avodah Zarah. To us it's ridiculous because we don't have the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. But there was such a Yetzirah, have a Yetzirah. But what? Catholics believe in what they call the Holy Mother and Yeshu and God, the three powers. How you divide it exactly, I don't think they explain. You have to know there's a big difference in Christianity and all other religions. Christianity doesn't explain too much. It's a very, what? Yeah. If you give a physical manifestation, that's at any rate, the Nakuda that we're talking about is the Din of Gentash. The Brisker Rav comes with another Hesper. If I understand correctly, the Brisker Rav says he's not saying the difference in halacha. He says that the difference between a Ger Taishav and a guy is that a Ger Taishav is mekabel to keep the Sheva mitzvahs because the Rabbeinu Shalom said so. A guy can keep Sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayak. You have many guys today who don't steal, who don't kill, who are not over on being mizanur neshes ish, who don't eat ever menachai, but they believe it's fair. They believe in things mitzara sechel. Not because Hashem said so. Not because the Bayou Yavim said so. Because they don't do these things. If someone, what the Brisker Rav learns into the ritual is a guy who keeps Sheva mitzvahs because it's fair, it's right, it's moral. So it's such a guy, that's Rav Ayat. They're a guy, they don't get scarred for that. A Ger Taishav enters into a different parasha because he's the Kabul to keep mitzvahs, the shame, the Bairei Ayah. Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu is mitzvah to keep the mitzvahs. Even if he wouldn't see the logic in the mitzvah, he would keep it too. Because he keeps the mitzvahs, the shame, Bairei. That's a very big yisai. The Brisker Rav is a very big yisai, because what he's really saying is the yisai of Yiddishkeit. The word ger means that a ger taishav is the kabbalah himself something in Yiddishkeit. The yisai of Yiddishkeit, of all Yiddishkeit, is really that we keep mitzvahs because Hashem said so. We don't keep the mitzvahs because we understand that they're fair. It's true. Many mitzvahs are mitzvah sichlius that we understand. But that's not the reason that we keep mitzvahs. We keep mitzvahs because the Rabbi Shalom said so. In kamat every mitzvah, there's a little bit of chayk. In kamat every mitzvah sichli, there's a little bit of chayk that's stuck in. Like the din that if you're barbishus or a barbishus rabbi, you have to pay. But there's a p'tur for kalim. Barbishus rabbi makes a lot of sense. Turpakim is a chayk. Or Aish, you burn someone's silo down, you have to pay. It's a stab. It's a p'tur of someone. The p'turim, come out every mitzvah sichli. I'm sure used to say, when we say, when people say in the Shem Yichlid, Tariyad mitzvah satvuyim ba, it means that in every mitzvah has a me'en of every other mitzvah. So if some mitzvahs are a chayik, the ones that are not a chayik still have a me'en of chayik. They have a part of chayik in them. It's a piece of chayik. A person who does things because it's moral is going to make a mistake somewhere in keeping the mitzvah. Keep it out of the aim. It's the stabber. And yet, there are situations where it's not fair and you still b'chayim. The teres chiyim, keep it out of the aim, is more than the fear chiyim. The obligation is greater. So Yiddishkeit is based on this concept of doing right at Ratzon Hashem, like the Rambam says. A person should say, at least by the mitzvahs, not Mr. Sichli, but he says about the mitzvahs that we don't know the reasons. Because a person should teach himself to say, right, Zani, my SF, Abi Shabbat Shemayim, Gazar Alai. It says in the Rambam, you don't need Chazar. You shouldn't say, I don't need Chazar. Ugh, disgusting. The Rambam says, don't say that. He says, Nashim Kitanim and Ameyaretz, good say. Right? Ameyaretz, so your kid, your little kids, they say, ugh, Chazar. But the Rambam says, no, that's not the way to be Eved Hashem. A person should say, Chazar, delicious. Delicious, what can I do? Right, Zani. Well, my answer, Bobby Shabbat Shemayim, God's all I know, no idea. Once I mentioned this once at our Shabbos table, and there was a Baal Tshuva there, and the kid said, Chazar, duh. And he said, what are you talking about? Chazar, it's delicious. What do you think, the guy you eat bacon in the morning? And he had eaten in the past. He said, delicious. It is delicious, but that's what he came. Bobby Shabbat Shemayim, God's all I know. It's really the Brisker Rav's Yisrael. It's a big Yisrael. The definition of it is this ger taisha, that's a ger taisha. He keeps it l'shem misha amar. He keeps it. That's the definition of the ger taisha. There's a bir halacha that has an astounding chiddush in the definition of ger taisha. Incredible chiddush. If you tell it to people, they won't believe you. It's in the bir halacha. The bir halacha is in Hilchas Shabbos, it's in the Shin Dalid, that's the Dalid Shin, it's written in the Shulchan Aruch. The last Bir Halacha, Sif Gimel, where we see this. And he says the most incredible thing about a Ger Taisha. First, he asked a Kasha, and they said, Lachas Man, it's Beinanti. He realized a tremendous hitch. Bir Halacha says that when a Ger Taisha becomes a Ger Taisha, he's allowed to be Mekabel on himself any number of mitzvahs. Seven is the minimum. Seven is the minimum number of mitzvahs. He can keep up to 613. If he wants to keep all 613, he's a Ger Tzedek, he becomes a Jew. But let's say a guy wants to be Mekabel on himself. He says, you know, I want to become a Ger, but you know, I like Chazar Taka. I want to still eat Chazar. So the Bir Halacha says he can be Mekabel on himself, even Shabbat. The Nachum Shabbos Shabbos Chayav Nisan, but if he be makabel on himself, even Shabbos, he goes to bed. He says, "I'm makabel on myself. I want to take there are 613 mitzvahs. I'm going to try 300 of them." He makes a list. He gets a checklist. He checks off the ones he wants to keep, and those mitzvahs he's going to keep, and the other mitzvahs not. So he becomes a mechuyev in all of the mitzvahs that he decides to keep. As many as he wants. It's actually a taisis and a avodah zarah, which the Bir Halacha says is lahalacha, that he could not fill it, he could keep Shabbos, he could dabble minyan, he could keep as many mitzvahs as he wants, but he has to be mekabel then. He can't wake up one day and today do this, tomorrow that. That's not a religion. He has to go to Beis Din and be mekabel on himself this list of mitzvahs, and he's not allowed to keep Shabbos. Then he gets tzedek once he's mekabel with
tzedek.
No, he has to go to mikveh then, he has to do the whole thing to become a Ger Tzedek. Well, he has to formally go to the mikveh and have a tzedek done with. Of this meal. Yeah, tzedek done with. Well, any guy who had a bris meal.
You know,
not
the
Nayak. The Nayak needs to know tzedek done with.
So you have not been paid over?
Which ancient does he get? That's a good question. Bir Halacha doesn't say. Does he get Nisa for all the 300 years of the Kabbalah? I don't know. What?
I
can't answer that. I only know that the Be'alama says, yes, Raishi. No, these seven, he has to. These seven, Mitzvah Me'ilah, at a minimum. You can't pick a different seven. These seven is Mechayev. But if you have a Kabbalah beyond that, it can add to it. Shem Bayram, for sure.
No.
The Bialach says it about Shabbos. Comes the answer of Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, the Magen Avraham talks if you're allowed to give a Gerentaisha Malach on Shabbos. Juggle of the either. To give a Gerentaisha Malach, I said, Bialach, I don't understand. What are you talking about Gerentaisha? I'm not leaving Shabbos. Let's be on him. And then at the end he says, and he's in that I understand that he's a Sfachi or what they think. At the end he says, it's by Nandi. You know, in Hilchis, Phil, what? I can't marry a Jewish woman. Maybe he has no interest in marrying. Jewish woman has interest in marrying him. Ray doesn't have any interest in marrying a Jewish woman. Ray's not married. Some of my later intermarriage would be nice to the guy, but it can be nice to the Jew. Jew did it. How would it fly? That's the Chiddush of the Bir Alach and Simon Dalit Shin. And Hilchis Tefillin, the Bir Alach brings the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef talks about a Gertosha that writes Tefillin. And the Bir Alacha there is Matmiya. How can a Gertosha write Tefillin? Misha Einai B'Kshira, Einai B'Ksiva. It's a Hekesh of Ukshartem Uksavtem. So how could you ever have a non-Jew who's not Mechayev in Ksiva? How does Mechayev in Ksiva? It buys in the Tzarech here. Chayra, what he wrote in Dalet Shin, Achaz Manis Feinanti, is probably later. Because now, Achaz Manis Feinanti, he would understand Haitzel Matul Lachayv. You have a Gert, Taisha was Mechabal on himself. He's Isa Mechira. Could be that he's Isa Mechira. And you could have a Shaiva that's still in our Kasha. Now the Kasha for a year, you could play. Maybe yeah, maybe not, but certainly you have a shot at the kasha for him. They would be kasha. He's mechayev in his kshira, so he's mechayev in his tzima. So you would have a chetimtza of a gerentaisha that's mechayev in tzima. The halacha asked, how could you have it? As I say, it's a chiddush atzum, but the Bir Alacha passes that way, and the stomach's that way. Certainly it's that way, l'halacha. Agav, the Kesef Mishnah says that Kabbalah in Beis Din is lav davka. Any formal Kabbalah is good. Presumably, bizman hazeh, that means certainly if he goes and put the three rabbanim bizman hazeh, presumably you can have a gertaisha and he can be mechayev himself in as many mitzvahs that he chooses. What? It's a good question. I assume that the reason is that you have to have some formal Kabbalah. There's got to be some time that there's a firm decision. And also, you didn't have to know that. If he wants to do it, he could do it. But one could have a practical halachic issue. You would have to have some way of the yid knowing about it. So, how much of a thing you need, I'm not sure. Whether everyone agrees to Kesef Mishnah, I'm also not sure what the Kesef Mishnah says. There has to be some formal way of being. Okay, back to the Gemara. Okay. Loikasha. Kansha harga derech yirida, kansha harga derech aliyah. Now here we're going to have a machlaikis. You have to halka. The machlaikis between Rav Chista and Rava. This Gemara takes us back to shir number one after Pesach. Let's see why. I just remind you. The very first shir that we had, we had the Mishnah. It said the difference between Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida. You go to Galus only for Derech Yerida. Derech Aliyah, there's no Galus. Why is there no Galus for Derech Aliyah? So what did the Rambam say? That it's more natural for things to fall on the way down. That's a shaykh. Derech Aliyah falls at Karev Mayis. Now that Rambam is actually the Machlokes Rav Chista and Rava. This is a bakar for the Rambam. What does the Gemara say? Kan sharka derech yirida, kan sharka derech aliyah. Derech yirida, Yisrael gali, yunami sagilei begali. Derech yirida, Jew goes to galus. Gentile goes to galus. Derech aliyah, Yisrael pater hunerak. Derech aliyah is worse. So if Chista holds that derech aliyah is worse, what's the question of Chista Rav? Why does derech aliyah? The Chista holds it's worse, because it makes it. And Rava holds it's better, it's carbindous. You hear this? Think about it for a minute. Why does the London sort of mech like it? If you kill somebody, derech yirida, you're lowering a barrel, that's shege, everyone agrees. If you're pulling the barrel up, is that more oinous or more amazing? Anybody tell me you numb this and this not like it? Huh? It's more oinous or more amazing when you're pulling. If Chista holds it's a greater mazes, the Gentesha gets killed, the Berech Aliyah. And Rava says it's a greater oinous on the way up, it doesn't happen.
It's more careful, I suppose, right now. It's not like the Rambam. Rava says
the rub is like the Rambam.
That's the more name. Because
when
you're pulling it up, then you're more careful to
pull
it up.
If you're more careful, that makes it more of an agent. You're supposed to be more careful to make it more of an agent. What's the lumbus of the stuff like this? Very hard. Is Derek Aliyah more shaggy, more major, or more einous than Derek Yerida? I have to figure out a lumbus. Why would you say, if there was no Rav and Rav Chista, what would you say? Lowering a barrel is more of a shagig and you drop it, or pulling it up and you drop it? Maybe right. Said there's no chilek, but let's say you give it, there's a chilek. Well, which way would you say? Huh? Hit somebody on the way up, and if you hit somebody on the way down, you can hit them on the head on the way down too. What? It's the same. It can be. Rubber hits the both agree it's not the same. They say Aliyah is either more or less, yeah? Which is closer, you read Aliyah. Coming to standard, there you read it. That's Shaggy. Now, Aliyah is what? Is more Megalit or more?
Aliyah would be more Megalit, more Shaggy.
More Aliyah.
More Aliyah.
And if this holds the other way, that's more amazing. Well, what are you arguing among this?
I'm saying the sense of making standard for things. If you make the Shaggy, if you
read the Yerida, then you can say that Aliyah is happening more than the other. You make a standard of Shaggy, the Aliyah is more than the other. That's why it's not. The standard is Yerida, that is no question. Rather than think about the Yerida. The question is where to put Derech Aliyah. You should know there is a Sfarah to the Machlokes. I think if you think about it, I'd like you to think about it. I think there is a, maybe a possible say with Sfarah. Anyway, this is one machlokes we had in the past, which we have again. Now we have a second machlokes. Omar, where are we up to? Omar Rav. Hello, Omar Rav. Right, by the little dalit. By my mutter, it's talking about I'm a mutter. The word that I'm a mutter is Nerak. See, here's the opposite. Before Rav held, by Derech Aliyah, Rav held his carved lioness, or fifth of carbonation. I am a mutter, it's the other way around. Rav holds Karvle Aynis, Rav holds Nerak, it's Karvle Mezid, and Abaya holds it's Karv Bain. Tamar Abaya, I am a mutter, Anasu. Amalesha, and Yaymer, I am a mutter, Karvle Mezid, who goes with Hamayu. They have another Machlaikis, Hidna, Sabbath, the Hema, the Nimsa Adam, Kanani, the Nimsa Gertaisha, Rav Amakayev, I am a mutter, Karvle Mezid, Rav Chistam Repata, I am a mutter, Anasu. So we have exactly the same Machlaikis. So we have the two issues which we had at the beginning of the parak, Derech Aliyah, Derech Yirida, and Omer Mutter. Now, there's a big problem, I'll tell you why. When we discuss Omer Mutter on Zayin Amud Beis, if Omer Mutter is Karv L'Mezid or Karv L'Shaygeh, so I told you that there's an opinion that the Ritva, that's the same Machlokes everywhere. Omer Mutter. Apart from Kula, the same machlokes, the same with the Karav Lameis, the same with the Karav Lameshaik. I told you that the Taz in Yeridaya says no. I mean, what there is always a shaking. And then our sugya is dafka din by golem. And the Taz was based, the Chazal said it was based, on Tosfos and Zayin on the day. Tosfos says that the Hilchos Shabbos, the Hilchos Chelev, certainly, the second Tosfos is Zayin on the day. Tosfos says that certainly by we find that a Tidik Shah Nishba is certainly a Shaygay. Yishlai Mashani, Yachad Tishkagi Yisay. The Tosfos said that the Machlokes Aimer Mutta is only by what? By Gala alone. The Chala Taira Kula is definitely a Shaygay. Which is fine, so we have here Machlokes, even Ma'alokha, I mentioned you place him on both sides of the line. Rector of Akiva Eid. What are you going to do with the next line of Gemara that we're up to? How in the world is Tosfos to learn the next line? Eisive Ravel or Pista. Him Chameis ala Isha Asha Lakosta, Mai La Bidei Adam. What is the Rabbi? Avimelech was by old Sarah, and Hashem said, you're going to die, so that's a raya that what? That I'm a mutter, it's Karla Mason. He's going to die. The raya to Rabba. What's there? That obvious? That of the scholars. You're saying that the whole Taisa Shita, the Taz, the Chavazaz, all hell, that really B'chah, Taira Kula, Imam Mutter is a Shaygah. It's a special halach in the scholars. Shkaga Yisera, says the extra word Shkaga, Sarah comes to teach us that in Hilchos Golos, Imam Mutter is a Karav Lameis, or a Karav Lameis, is Shita like a Shita. But this Gemara says it applies to Avimelech, which was not the case of Golos. It was the case of Zanos, it wasn't the case of Zanos. So what's going on? The Kidega by the Sarkin's on. That's the Rebbe Kidega here on the Gemara. Rather, it fits in because if you look in your notes, Rebbe Kidega is one of the people who held that the Machlokes that didn't pass him like that. He held that I'm a Mutta Bechara Tarakula is called the name. So this is Shitasa. The Kasha is such a stark Kasha. I'm finishing Gemara. I don't have time to go into Gemara. Okay, at any rate, my lobby, then lobby, then shemai. Dekanami, the simmech, I tell you, we. What time is, the chatashi, like the kim, the kim, like the adam. And what dina, the masal adam. Akanami, we, is no lie, dina, the masal adam. So he just shrugs up the dekanami, but the terrace is a good test. Eishi vei abayla ram. Hagoi gam tzadik ta'arai. Akash baruch hu, tash this maida to the taina. That I'm a mutter, is a tzadik. That's the gemara, no. Hashem was not masking to Avraham Adin. Hashem said, "Ba'ata Hashem Eishes Neish Ki Nabihu." I want to say Avraham Adin. Avimelech said, "I'm a tzaddik." Hashem said, "No, but if you are you, Eishes Nabihu. The Tahadir is Lav Nabi, Lav Tahadir. You only have to return an Eishes Nabi." Hashem said, "Saying, Elok Damu Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Damu Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Rav Yehonatan, Hachi Kamalei. Ba'ata Hashem Eishes Neish Mekol Makom." You have to return him no matter what. Uktikam. You said, a guy got tzaddik tara, you claim to be a tzaddik. Halayu amalei afaisihi. No. Navihu. He's a smart man. Navi here doesn't necessarily mean a prophet. It means he's a smart man. M'chad lamad aksanoi. M'chad lamad. If he learns from you, aksanoi shabali here. If a guest comes to town, iskeachimu b'shniya shalom aysik. I'm shalom aysik. Ishbechotu afaisihi. So, the conscience of a nerve, actually, my mama. What's the Gemara say? Avraham understood that what? Understood what? Avraham understood that they're going to kill him if he says Ishmael. That's why he didn't say, so we don't blame him, because he might have said Avraham was right. Has that against Avimelech, so therefore Avimelech what? So why isn't Avimelech a tzaddik? Because because
he
should have put himself in Avraham's position and realized that Avraham was lying. Because he put himself in this position by not learning Derech Eretz.
It's not the only thing he would have done there.
But Avraham implied that it's not his wife. But he certainly implied it. He certainly implied it. If it's your wife and you say it's your sister, then you assume it's not your wife. What? Because it was true. So therefore, so that makes him not a son. See, I would have learned, and I would suspect most of you learned, that why is he not a tzaddik? Because he's going to be mezana with him anyway. He just would have killed Avraham. But I would learn to serve you. What do you mean you're a tzaddik? You're going to be mezana with him anyway. That's not what the Gemara says. Gemara says, Shehayu lai lulmai v'lai lamad. That doesn't say it the way you learn. Shehayu lai lulmai v'lai lamad. The words imply you should have learned Derech Eretz. No? The Gemara is really just trying to answer a question. We had Avimelech said, I'm a tzaddik, so we see I'm a mutter as a tzaddik. So all we have to do to answer that is say, no raya, he wasn't a tzaddik, Hashem wasn't masking him, and he wasn't a tzaddik. That's all we have to answer. You're right, the Gemara, my mom had implied to proving I'm a mutter is not a heter. He said that's right, that's the problem with I'm a mutter. So she's a matkana de Gemara, that the problem is that Avimelech should have learned Derech Eretz. If he had learned Derech Eretz, he would have known that if you talk to someone like this, so he answers you because he's afraid for his life, because normal people say, the other thing to eat, the other thing to drink. And since he didn't do it that way, he should have known better. So the Gemara is answering that there's no right. Let's say, like a fun in. Now, I just want to tell you where we're up to, and we're up to the Mishnah, but this parak has two halves to it. It's all about Golos, but there are two parts of Golos. One is the killing, the murder, the shaykh, and one is the Golos. Okay, we still have till the next Mishnah, which we'll learn tomorrow, hopefully, till the next Mishnah we'll learn tomorrow. That ends the first part of the parak, which is the part that has to do with Golos. After that, the second half of the parak, which we'll learn the next 3 weeks, we're going to learn Hilchos Golos. It's really, you have it clear in your mind, it's the first half and the second half. You know, if you finish the Masechta, you want to remember where something is, it's good to remember every day, but at least this much, that there are two halves to the parak, the first two blocks from that Zion Ches and Ches, the three half blocks, and the second half. In Yitz Hashem tomorrow, I hope to learn until the next Mishnah. We're close. My only question to you, and I really mean this as an honest question, ideally, we should have Chazara still here. Otherwise, it's going to pass through the rest of the parak, and when you get Chazara the last 2 days of the Zman is suicide. You know, it's like ending the Zman 2 days early. So, the ideal thing would be to have 2 days of Chazara still here. The question is, if everybody is disciplined enough, it's the month of June already, if everyone is still disciplined enough to do a proper chazara, I would hope that we can do a chazara and still finish the parak. So what I would like, ideally, is after tomorrow's shiur to have 2 days of chazara, that we can chazar. Then we have to get moving on the rest of the parak. To finish the parak, we have to put in some extra time. I think last year, there were days in which we actually learned Yitzhak Bimcha. Remember we did that, actually? So we're going to have to put a lecture time to finish. I'd like to finish it properly, not to run through it. But that means a certain amount of Mesiras Nefesh. We talk about Mesiras Nefesh. The Chazara is going to make that we're just going to have to put in more time for the rest of the parak. I think it's Kedai. No pressure, it's Kedai. You'll do it. If you're going to just lose it, it's not Kedai. So think about it. I don't suspect anybody's going to come to me and say, I'm not going to do it because, forget it, I'm not going to learn anymore if I have Chazara now. But at least those of you who think it's a good idea should let me know. So again, I'd like to finish till here, and I'd like to be good chazara, and go back.